Everyone is searching for answers. Everyone is searching for answers. Who am I? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? What is going to happen to me? Do I have a special destiny? These and many more questions haunt our thoughts, and many of the answers can be found in the secret behind the day of your birth. Your birthday identifies you as one of the 52 cards in the deck, which in turn reveals many things about you and your life. Stay tuned today as we explore your destiny with me, Robert Lee Camp. This might be your date with destiny.
Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp coming to you live from California. This is the Mr. Destiny radio show. I hope you guys are having a great day today. Today's a new day and it's a new week. Let's see what happens here. The big fires in Southern California have mostly died down. I sort of wonder about that sometimes. I wonder what causes just one area of the country like that to be plagued by such an intense tragedy. I can't help but thinking there's something astrologically that would account for that. And I know there is, but I just don't know what it is. I think my knowledge of astrology, though I consider to be pretty good, still there's a lot I think I could learn about astrology. Today is October 29th, and today is a Scorpio Six of Hearts day. Now, it's interesting. You wouldn't think necessarily Winona Ryder was born this day. And you wonder, why would somebody who is so successful, famous, why would they resort to shoplifting? And maybe there's a clue in the cards. Why would somebody born on this day resort to the lower side? And that's because one of the ruling cards for this day is a Jack of Spades. Jack of Spades is the thief card, the one-eyed Jack, the riverboat gambler. It's also the spiritual initiate, but you always must be prepared for the dark side of that card, of any card, really. So Jack of Spades, not every one born on his birthday, of course, is a thief, but they all have the capacity to do that. Kate Jackson, the actress, was born today. The famous singer, Fanny Bryce, actor Richard Dreyfuss. And here's an interesting person that was born today. He's dead now for a long time, but Joseph Goebbels, the Nazi propaganda minister, was born today. And using, obviously, the dark side of his Jack of Spades to delude the people, to tell lies. I mean, we complain sometimes about our country, about how the media is controlled by business interests, but this guy was a master. And they controlled all of the media. The German people had no idea what they were doing, most of them. They had not a clue. They were so well deceived by that Jack of Spades. So we have things to be grateful for now. People born today are peace lovers, but they're also very competitive. A lot of people who are sixes are very good at sports, very good at sports, very competitive. And, you know, you fight with them, they'll fight you back. They're strong-willed. And it's a Scorpio. So with this birthday, and it's a Six of Hearts, so I find that the lower, not necessarily the lower, well, actually it's true, the lower numbers in the suit, just like somebody who's the lower degrees of a sign, like someone born today is probably about 6 degrees, 8 degrees of Scorpio, their sun. Well, I find that people that are born the first 10 degrees of that sign are like intense versions of that sign. So the lower degree Scorpios, the people born on the 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th of October, these people are intense Scorpios, like Bill Gates is one of these birthdays, for example. So they can be very competitive, though they can be very peace-loving, and they have a lot of karma with love and relationships, Six of Hearts people. They'll be in a relationship for a really long time, and they can't seem to extricate themselves out of it, or they'll just hang in there way longer than is healthy. But in a way, that can be good because they're not likely to leave right away either. But there's good and bad to every single card in the deck. There's no doubt about that. I want to announce to everybody tonight that in case any of you own the Book of Destiny 3.5 software that we sell, I've issued an update to that. Most of you have probably gotten an email about it, but if you haven't, I will be posting on my website a little bit of a blurb about it where you can go get it. It corrects a few bugs that we found, so that's available. What else? I want to talk a little bit about coming up the end of next month, starting around the 25th of November and going through the middle of December. We're having a very special astrological event. Part of the work that I do with astrology is I work for businesses, and I help them find, among the many things that I do for them, one of the things is I help them find days to start new businesses, new corporations, to sign contracts, to create agreements. Like, for example, if there was a movie company, I would help them decide what day the movie should start. So starting the end of next month, end of November, and going into the middle of December, there's a special configuration of planets that is very rare, and when it happens, it's very, very auspicious for money. As a matter of fact, Bill Gates was born under the same astrological aspect, and that is Jupiter, those planets of Jupiter and Pluto being right together in the same sign at the same degree. So this starts on the 25th of November and it goes into the 15th of December. So this is an especially good time to launch a new business. It's the number one best money aspect you can have. So if you're thinking about starting a new enterprise, you would want to pick a day within that time frame if possible. You know, not everybody can take advantage of that, but if you can, that's a great time. I mean, and this only occurs once about every 14 years. So it's very, very important to utilize it if you can because it doesn't happen very often and because it is the number one most super powerful money aspect. If you have a business and you would like my help in selecting the exact day and time for that, give me a call or send me an email. Now, you know, this is called electional astrology. And as far as this goes, it doesn't really matter at all. Like if you're the business owner, it doesn't matter what your birthday is because it's the birthday of the business that's important. I mean, it's not completely unimportant how the business connects with you personally, but it's not as important about you as it is about the birthday of the business. Basically, you're giving birth to a new entity, and this new entity will have its own chart. It will have its own birth card. It will have its own life path. And you want something for this entity that has the number one best of everything. So we find these days, and there are literally periods of time during the year where 2 or 3 months or longer in some cases will go by in which there are no good days to start a new business. There can be like conflicts with the outer planets, like Saturn squaring Uranus or something like this, that could last for 6 months. And that some of these are so bad that you wouldn't want to have any business begin during that time. But, you know, you have to understand more or less which ones are really hard and undoable and which ones you can live with sometimes in that situation. So when we have really good days, it's really wonderful. I remember I was in Hawaii once and I had looked ahead and there was this beautiful day that I had picked and I saw it astrologically. And the thing about it was just all the planets were just lined up really beautifully in harmonious angles. Well, I was staying with this friend of mine on the beach, but the water on the beach was kind of rough. The surf was rough and it was kind of unfriendly water. And this is on the north shore of Kauai, by the way, in case you want to know. So I was there a couple of days, and then this day showed up, this day when the planets were all lined up, and I noticed that the water became just unbelievably beautiful that day. The waves became these perfectly symmetrical, soft, curling waves. And the other thing was that all the surfers on the whole island showed up at right around there, that area, on that day. It's like they somehow knew there was going to be great water that day. They didn't know that about astrology. But it was amazing. There were no surfers before that, and on that day they all showed up. So, I mean, I've really seen how a day with good aspects can have a calming influence and a positive influence on everybody. It affects all of us in a good way. I'm sure there were things going on. I haven't looked. I'm sure there were things going on that are responsible for these fires that we have had. And I would imagine that would be Mars would be involved in that, the planet Mars. Because planet Mars rules fire. It rules fire and destruction. It also rules other things, but that's the area, that's the one thing it rules is fire. Okay? So I want to talk a little bit tonight about life. I was thinking today, like, I was actually taking a nice hot bath, and I have a little bit of a sore throat today, feel a little bit tired, but I was thinking just how beautiful life is, how life is just so rich. I mean, just being able to see, and with my eyes, and see all the various colors around me, and being able to feel things like the heat and the cold and the softness and the roughness and the different things. And being able to smell, and like today here where I live, it's not usually very moist in California where I live, close to San Francisco. But today we had some humidity in the air. And I stepped outside and it just smelled so good. The whole earth was just, you could smell so much more when the humidity was in the air. I was thinking, like, at any given moment in our life, we have the capacity to really take in and realize that we are surrounded by wonderful things. I mean, we are surrounded by love, really, and one form of love, for sure. Like, our life is luxurious. Our life is full of sensuality. It's full of pleasure. It's full of feelings of all kinds. And all we have to do to really be happy is to just recognize, how much we have going on right now. I mean, we have to really realize, like as human beings, we have to realize that our mind, as great as our mind is, it also can be our biggest enemy. Our mind is what we use. We grow up in this society anyway, and I think in a lot of societies today in our world, we grow up thinking the mind has the answers to everything. Like if you're smart, you're the best student. Yeah, everybody in school, you're graded, and you're graded on your smartness. You're not graded on your capacity to feel or your capacity to be happy. You're graded and judged on how smart you are. And so we're not given any support for being happy human beings. We're just given support for being intelligent and smart. This is what our society is like. But this mind of ours can't answer some of the biggest questions in our life. And many of us have become dependent on our mind so much for everything. Well, we think that everything has an answer that we can deduce using this super powerful brain that we have. And it just doesn't work. And it's really hard, for people who are super, super intelligent, it's most difficult for them to find happiness sometimes when things outside of them just don't go as they plan. So we make a plan for something, and then it doesn't happen. And now we're unhappy. We're unhappy because we didn't get the plan. So what part of us is actually unhappy? It's really good to think about it. Why am I unhappy? I'm unhappy because I had a concept in my head, and something out here didn't match up to it. Isn't that interesting? I mean, why don't we ever take a moment to reflect on that and ask, you know, why am I letting this inequity between what I'm thinking about and wanting and planning, why am I letting that difference between that and what's really happening be a source of upset for me, be a source of unhappiness? Why am I getting unhappy? We don't think about this. We just become unhappy. We just become little babies, and we cry, and we whine, and we bitch, and we complain, and we get upset, and we fight with other people, all because things didn't turn out the way we planned. And yet, in that same moment, we could look around and realize that we are so blessed. Our life is so blessed in any given moment. We are just the most blessed creatures walking the face of this earth. You know, and there's a lot going on now with the earth, and we're our society as a whole, we're so many people on the earth. I don't even know. There certainly is no time in recorded history that we've had this many humans on the earth. And we're having a lot of the New York City syndrome. In other words, we have a lot of people, and we're starting to run out of space in a way. We don't even know how much space a human being needs to be happy, but we find that when people are jammed together in small spaces and large groups, you know, things happen. It gets more difficult in ways. And now we have a planet that's basically brimming over with population, and we're all consuming everything. You know, there's that going on. But still, are you happy, and can you be happy? And no matter what's going on. I mean, I've had dreams when I was a kid. I've had dreams, kind of nightmares, really, of the world coming to an end, you know. Like I remember one of the dreams, because it happened 3 or 4 times, is I would be somewhere, I think I was in Florida in my dream, because I grew up there for the most part. I looked up in the sky, and the sky was like a big network of lightning bolts. There was just lightning just going constantly in the sky. It was almost like it was frying the earth, and then there was a big sonic boom, and then it was over. And I remember in the dream, I just would just let go. And I had died, but it didn't hurt me. You know, somehow it was almost a pleasant experience because I was safe. I was safe somewhere. I was safe somewhere that wasn't on the earth. It was safe, but it was very safe. I think this is what we lose touch with. We lose touch with the fact that we're actually safe and we're protected. No matter what happens out here, no matter how what happens out here that conflicts with what we think should happen or what we expect to happen. And, you know, we can spend so much time trying to control life, and our shoulders become just so tense with all the struggle, you know, of trying to make everything be a certain way. It's interesting that the shoulders are the ones that get so much of the tension. I mean, other parts of the body do too, but first and foremost, it's the shoulders, and those are the muscles that hold the head up. So it's very interesting that this is where we have so much tension in our life. So, you know, I was just thinking, wow, I actually love living here on this planet. I mean, I could look at my life from different ways, and I could say, oh, my life's been really hard, or it hasn't been that great, or it's not that, you know, I could do that, but what am I comparing it to? What comparison am I making that I would sit down and go, oh, my life's not so good? Like, compared to what? I mean, you know, I've said this on this show before that, you know, if you have a refrigerator, you're basically in the top 90% of the world's population, you know. And nobody really thinks about that, like, wow, I got a refrigerator. It works. I take it for granted. We have so much in this country, you know. We are so fortunate to be here. And even if I wasn't here, I would feel fortunate. Because there's beauty everywhere. Even though we're polluting the earth and tearing it to pieces, there's still beauty to be found. You know, I was thinking about the forest today. If you've ever been in a really deep forest, it's really on the forest floor. It's all rot. Everything's rotten. It's all rotting plants. The trees tower above, and down below are all the plants that don't get any sun because the trees take all the sun. And on the floor is just all this dead plant matter, which turns into soil. So a really deep forest area is like it's a mixture of life and death. And it has its own feeling to it. It feels very balanced and beautiful, yet you're surrounded by death in that situation. And out of that death is just teeming with life. I mean, as soon as something dies, the microorganisms in our environment just take over, and then the smaller animals and the bugs and insects and everything, this is a world that's just full of life and death, hand in hand, side by side. And this is the world that we live in. So it's up to us, you know, it's up to each of us to be happy. If I'm unhappy, it's not the world's fault. It's not because somebody did something to me. It's because I had an expectation. I had an attachment to an idea. I got it stuck in my head. I've always said that if you want to make a person unhappy for life, just put an idea in that person's head that I really want this thing, and make it something that, you know, like, I really want to travel to the moon, and make it something that they could never really attain. And that person will have a life that is completely unhappy. And I've seen people in my own life, I've seen people that become attached, even though they have so much, because they don't have this one final thing, they're miserable. And they could stay in misery their entire life. Imagine that, staying miserable our entire life just because we don't have this one thing or this thing that's way out there. I actually believe that everybody can have everything they want. This is where I stand. This is where I believe in. This is how I live my life. That we can all have our deepest dreams. We're meant to have them. They're meant to come to us. But how is God going to give us our dream if we just come to him with this, such a high list of expectations and complaining and acting so unhappy if we don't get everything just the way we think we should get it? You know, God works in miraculous ways. The universal forces work. But they don't work. They work so much better than what we imagine in our mind. They're so much better than our own plans that there's no comparison. So we get unhappy when things aren't turning out the way we thought they should, even though those things, the way they're turning out, are giving us the things that we wanted. It's almost like a comedy. You know, like a guy says, well, I want a new car, and I want to get a new car by working this job and, you know, saving up my money. So then if somebody offers to give him the car, oh, no, I can't take that because my plan is to work the job and save the money, then get the car. It's almost like that. That's the way we are as human beings. You know, we get so attached to our plans, to our ideas. I think if there's anything that I'd like to convey here tonight, and that is that we are not our head. We are not our minds. We think we are our thoughts. We think that's who we are. But that's not who we are. There's a part of us that is much greater than our mind. We're a much bigger being than that. The mind is useful, and it's important. And it's important to keep it in perspective. It's important to know what it's good for and what it's not good for. And don't let your mind and your attachment to thoughts and ideas keep you miserable, keep you unhappy. That's the point. Don't let it keep you always wanting and never having. Wanting and never having. I look around and I see a beautiful, beautiful earth. Everything around me is just beautiful. The clouds, the soil, the grass, the trees, the birds, everything. The house I live in, the car that I drive, the mountains that I can see from my backyard. There's just so much beauty. It's just a whole world of contrast that is so beautiful. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful to have that. I'm grateful to be part of that. I hope you are too. Okay, we're going to take a short break. And by the way, all three lines are open. If you plan to call tonight, this is the time to call. And you can be first in line. When we come back after the song, we're going to take our first call-in listener. And I'd like to play the song, Journey. So, Seth, if you'll play Journey, and we'll be right back in about 3 or 4 minutes.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody, and I guess we do have some callers tonight. So we have Eliza waiting patiently. Are you there, Eliza?
Can you hear me?
I can. Is it Eliza?
It's Eliza, yes.
Eliza, what is your birthday?
My birthday is December 29th, 1977.
Great. So what can I do for you this evening?
Well, I have a really good friend who turned me on to your books and your work,
uh-huh.
And she told me about your show, and I was calling with a question.
Oh, good. So let me know what your question is, and I'll be happy to answer it.
Okay. My question is, I'm turning 30 on December 29th.
Yeah.
And I've actually been to a bunch of sort of different types of healers in the past year or so, and everyone tells me that this is going to be an incredible year of change, like huge change everywhere. Every time I talk to somebody,
uh-huh.
just because I have friends who work with different mystical things, and
yeah.
every single person talks about change.
Yeah.
So I was wondering what your input on that was, and if there's anything I should be looking for to foster it in more easily or more efficiently.
Sure. Well, let me ask you a question. What kind of change would you like to see show up in your life?
I'd like to see a change of. I'd like to get stable in career and relationships and friend, just general sort of growing up change, really.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like I'd like a job and a partner.
Yeah. Okay.
And,
well, you know, sometimes, like, this is frequently how it works anyway, is that there'll be a year of change that transitions us from where we are to where we want to go. You understand? So I see a lot of change in your for you next year. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
But, you know, I mean, sometimes that year of change is a year when you're just in transition. You're not actually settling in with something new. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
You're like in, like you're having to let go, for example, of what you have now.
I'm having a real what?
You're having to let go
of
what you have now.
Yeah.
Got it?
Yeah.
So tell me just a little bit more about your life. Like, are you in a relationship right now?
I'm not in a relationship right now. And I'm an actress. I've decided 2 years ago to make a go of it.
Uh-huh.
And those are the two big things.
Yeah, so you want to become a successful actress. Is that what
I would like very much to become a successful, well, working.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you have as your long-range card this coming year a five of diamonds. What that means, Eliza, is that your basic value system, you can become very dissatisfied with the things you have in your life next year.
This year?
No, this coming year.
Okay.
You're going to be feeling a strong sense of dissatisfaction, which then will precipitate some changes. You're likely to move, actually, right after your birthday.
Oh.
You're likely to move somewhere. And that could be because you meet somebody, possibly. You know, mm-hmm. you don't know if you know, but you're a two of hearts. That's your birth
yes,
card.
Yes, I do.
Your birth card is a two of hearts, and your secondary card is two of diamonds. So you're a double two. That's,
mm-hmm.
There's only one birthday of the whole year that has a double two like that. And that double two tells me that your whole life is about relationships.
Hmm.
Do you understand?
Yes,
it's all about,
very much.
It's all about love and friendship and relationship. A lot of two of diamonds people, a lot of two of hearts people born on your birthday, a lot of them end up working with their partners. Like working
with their partners?
Yeah, they often end up in business with the person they're in love with.
Hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that may happen to you too. Thing is, you're just now having your Saturn return. Oh, you just had it, probably. You might, I'm not sure. It happens around age 28 to 30. So you
yeah.
might be right in the middle of that right now, of your Saturn return. And that's a time when everybody kind of grows up and becomes more real about their life. there's an old saying they have about the Saturn return. They say that before the Saturn return, we kind of look at our life and think, well, I could do anything. You know, I'm a limited possibility. But after the Saturn return, we usually think, you know, yeah, I could do anything, but I'm really kind of good at just these things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a maturing process. You may already be, you might actually have ended that already. You might already have had it, or it might be in the middle of the process for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely see you changing, but I think you're going to have to let go of some stuff, too.
Okay.
You know, I don't know exactly, I don't think this is going to be a difficult change. I think some of it might be difficult, but I think overall it's going to be fairly healthy and easy for you. And my only suggestion to you is that if you see the opportunity to go somewhere, to live somewhere else,
mm-hmm.
or to do something different, take it.
Okay.
You know, that's with all these fives you have. You have all these five. You have five cards everywhere next year, and those are cards of change, travel, and move.
Hmm.
Okay. And
cool.
There's going to be a relationship coming also.
That's good.
Yeah. It'll be probably a powerful man who is a little older than you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know. It could be significantly older. I don't know. Because we have this, the cards indicate a King of Spades, and this is a very powerful person. So, does that help?
I have one other little mini question, if I can.
Sure.
I have my family has a property we're trying to sell, and I was wondering if anything you could say about that.
You have what now? Your family is trying to sell some property, did you say?
Yes.
And will you make money if they sell it?
Yes.
I see. And would it be a lot of money?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
I mean, I think.
Yeah.
I hope.
Yeah, okay. Just curious. I don't see indications of a large sum of cash coming in for you in the coming year.
Hmm.
Now, it doesn't mean it won't happen. But even if it did happen, what it does mean is it's not going to be a big thing for you personally.
Right.
Okay. Either it won't happen.
Okay.
Or it won't. Or it just won't be something that you consider to be all that important.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I know you like
okay.
money. I know you like money, and but I'm not sure. It doesn't look like a large sum showing up here for you in the coming year. But I could be wrong.
Okay.
All right, Eliza. Great talking to you, and thank you for having the courage to call tonight and be our first caller.
Thank you. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Bye.
Okay, well, that's a very rare, you know, Mandy may or may not, I mean, Eliza may or may not know this, but there's only one birthday that has her card. So this is a very rare card, and so it's nice to have a Two of Hearts on the show because we don't see many of those. Some people, you can go for years and years and never actually even meet one. They're very rare. Okay, so we have Mandy who's been waiting from Massachusetts online, too. Is Mandy here?
Yep, I'm here.
How are you, Mandy?
I'm well, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. It's a little late out there.
Yep, it
are
is.
Are you a night owl?
Well, actually, it's funny because I haven't really been able to listen to your show very often, and tonight I was able to, and
okay.
The first thing that you talked about was the Pluto and Jupiter transit.
Uh-huh.
And so because I'm thinking about starting a business, I thought I would call in.
Yeah. And are you a Scorpio or a Sag, do you know?
Oh, I'm a Scorpio.
You are a Scorpio, okay.
I am.
All right. Just wanted to clarify that. What kind of business are you thinking of launching?
Well, there's a few things going on right now. My 40th birthday is going to be coming up in November.
Yeah.
And currently, I'm really dissatisfied in my work, and I'm thinking about relocating. And I would like to open a nutritional supplement store with the help of my father.
Okay.
And I'm hoping that in doing this, it will create more stability in my life and get me grounded a little bit more and hopefully bring a relationship into my life, because I haven't had one in many years.
Really? How have you managed to do that? Not have one, I mean.
I don't know.
Well, I think you've made a concerted effort.
What's that?
I think you've made a concerted effort to
I've
keep a relationship out of your life.
Yeah. You do?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, well.
You had to have.
Perhaps. I'm a single mom. I'm pretty busy.
Yeah, but I think you got hurt, too.
That's true.
You know, when somebody, I mean, especially for you, because you're a heart, you know.
Yeah.
You're actually a double heart. You're a jack of hearts and a two of hearts.
Right.
And for anybody who's a heart to be out of a relationship for, you know, any length of time, it takes a lot of effort.
Mm. Well, it doesn't feel like it's taken a lot of effort.
Oh, no?
No.
It's kind of, but I think a part of you had to have shut down.
Yeah, I mean, I would say I probably haven't been as open as I could be.
Yeah. Well, you know, you have the Jack of Hearts has the possibility to have love every other year.
Every other year?
Every other year. Every other year you'll have the Two of Hearts in Mars, which will be the opportunity for a really passionate love affair.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens to be this year coming up.
Oh, good.
Yeah. But that's not all, because you also have the Two of Hearts as a long-range card in your ruling card spread. So you have this, there's going to be a man coming into your life very soon. And he will be a businessman.
It will be a business partner?
Not necessarily, but it'll be a love relationship. But
mm-hmm.
He'll be a businessman.
Oh, he'll be a businessman.
Yeah.
Ah, that's interesting.
And what is your father's
idea.
Birthday, if you don't mind me asking?
My father's birthday?
Yeah.
July 10th, 1941.
July 10th, okay. So...
Five of Diamonds.
What's that?
He's a Five of Diamonds.
A what?
Five of Diamonds.
Oh, Five of Diamonds, yeah. Yeah, he's a salesman.
Yeah, he is, actually. He's going to do the marketing, and he's really good at it.
He'll help you. He'll help your success, for sure.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
I think this is a good year for you coming up.
This is a good year?
Yeah, and if I were you, I would just think about, like, what do you really want in your life? You know? Like, get really clear and specific about it.
Okay.
You know, like, what would be... Like, if everything turned out just the way you wanted, what would it look like in 6 months? Like that.
I'm sorry?
If everything in your life turned out just the way you would like it to, what would your life look like 6 months from now?
So I have to really get clear on that.
Yeah, if you don't, you'll have unclear results.
Okay.
So, you know, the clearer you can get, the better. It'll help you. I mean, you want success, right?
I do.
So
I do. I want some financial stability. I would like to, you know, be grounded in a community.
Yeah. So are you moving far?
Well, actually, I currently live in Pennsylvania, and I'm going to be moving to Massachusetts.
Okay.
And I'm in Massachusetts currently.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's not too far.
No.
They're neighbors.
Right.
Sort of.
A few hours away.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just interesting. I don't know that I could get it started for November 25th.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I don't know either. That's pushing it.
That's pushing it.
Well,
but I don't
want to
wait 14
maybe
years.
You could incorporate the business or somehow sign some legal document that it's, you know, starting the business, even though it's not in the location or whatever. Possible, but
very good idea.
But there's going to be good things next year too. Don't feel like you have to do it right away.
There is going to be good things next
yeah,
year. You don't necessarily see me.
This one aspect won't be there, but there'll be other ones.
Which aspect won't be there?
The Jupiter-Pluto conjunction that I
oh right, so there'll be other ones.
Yeah.
So you do see it as a good time for me to go get into this endeavor?
Well, it looks to me like what I see, look at the cards, I see you teaching. I see you expressing yourself. I think this, is it going to be a store or a center or what?
Yeah, it's going to be a store.
Okay, so, but I think it's going to become a place where you get to teach and share your ideas with other people.
That's what I'm envisioning.
That's what the cards indicate, too.
Yeah, I'm envisioning that it will grow from being the supplement store to being more of myself.
Yeah.
And
there's
a
man coming into your life on the other. There's two things happening at the same time, the business and the love.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm having a little trouble hearing you. I'm on a cellular phone.
There's the business and the love happening at the same time.
That's great.
So, thanks for calling.
Thank you very much. I appreciate taking my call.
Good luck, and call back in a few months when things started happening.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to take a short break. Let's listen to the song Shiva, and when we come back, we have two callers waiting, and I can't wait to talk to them. So, Shiva, and then we'll be right back.
Shiva Hare Shiva Hare Shiva Hare Shiva
you can start having it, but you haven't even asked the question.